Right, it's time to go back to our kitchen science, where Dave and I have some spaghetti. So as we said earlier, the aim with the spaghetti is to grip it at each end of a piece of uncooked spaghetti, bend it, and see what happens.
Let's go for it.
Let's do it.
A couple more.
Okay. We seem to be breaking the laws of physics as we break our spaghetti. What's meant to be happening?
Well, sometimes it will snap in two, but mostly what happens is they tend to snap into more than two. You've just got one.
So I'm snapping into three or four. Yours are going, loads.
Hold the two ends quite firmly and
two
bend.
Ends quite firmly, bend. Oh, yeah, poing.
Okay, so these are snapping into four or five pieces, which isn't what you'd normally expect.
To snap in half, wouldn't you, if you bend something like that?
Yeah, this is a really interesting problem, and it's actually confused one of the greatest physicists of the 20th century, Richard Feynman, who spent ages sitting in his kitchen snapping bits of spaghetti, apparently, and didn't really quite work out what's going on. But some French guys worked this out recently. One of the things which is going on is if you take something like a ruler...
Okay, we've got a shatter-resistant ruler, I hope, here.
And if you bend it...
Bending the ruler.
And you let go... It jumps up into the air. That's because when you bend a ruler and let go, it tries to get longer. The table's in the way, so it pushes down against the table. Equal and opposite reaction.
It pushes it upwards.
So if you imagine a piece of spaghetti when it's just broken, the end's released, it straightens out, it tries to get a bit longer, and that pushes back on the rest of the bent spaghetti. And so the rest of the bent spaghetti gets pushed backwards and gets slightly more tight curvature. That slightly more tight curvature means that it can't cope anymore. It was almost on the edge of breaking already, and it snaps. And so it snaps in the second place. And
so you should always get three bits.
And sometimes that second snapping can trigger a third or a fourth snap.
And but so three is the magic number.
Three.
Really?
Sometimes, I think if you don't quite hold the ends tightly, you can, as Kat proved, you can snap it to two. But it's very hard.
Just because James in Cambridge got in touch, he's had a go, and he says he got three pieces consistently, although on one occasion did get four. So that would sort of fit with what you said.
I wonder if it depends on the quality of your spaghetti, because we're using some Sainsbury's economy spaghetti. And I wonder if
Of course, very high quality spaghetti. And
better,
if you use other spaghettis from other supermarkets,
alternative
like Waitrose,
from alternative,
Marks and Spencer's, Tesco's.
If you have a really big weakness somewhere and it snaps on that, then it's not going to be bent enough to snap in other places. But generally, it does.
Well, thank you, guys, and I'm pleased that we had something that was suitably challenging for our mental capacity this week on the Naked Scientist. Keep your questions coming in, of course. Chris@thenakedscientist.com.
Bringing the facts to bear, the Naked Scientists.